From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Activists in Ogden are looking at zoning as a way to stand up to immigration and customs enforcement. They're accusing the federal agency of violating a conditional use permit to operate an office in the city. KUER's Macy Lipkin has more.
The office includes a temporary detention space. The predecessor to ICE was approved for a conditional use permit in 2000. One of the conditions? Not holding anyone after 5 p.m. Data obtained by the Deportation Data Project suggests that's not being followed. KUER found more than a dozen overnight stays from September 2023 to October 2025. Thor Dorosh is part of a group of activists planning to bring this up at the next city council meeting.
It's important that the city revokes its conditional use, even if it doesn't necessarily result in ICE, like, packing up and leaving.
In this case, a city is limited in what it can enforce. Rick Sue teaches law at the University of North Carolina.
For the most part, the federal government does not have to abide by a local regulation, a local zoning regulation, a local building code regulation, and of course, a conditional use permit falls within that land use zoning sort of component.
ICE did not answer KUER's questions about the conditions inside the hold room or why people are sometimes held overnight. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden.
Hold off on watering your lawns, even with Utah's extra warm temperatures right now. The conservation group Utah Waterways says watering too early can weaken plants. Plants that aren't watered actually grow deeper roots early in the season as they search for moisture. And that means they're healthy later on when the soil can't hold as much water. Right now, the Utah Department of Natural Resources says only Washington County should be watering the lawn, and that's just once a week. Warmer weather means more hikers in Utah, but it also means more rattlesnakes can be out too. Scott Gibson is with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. He says when rattlesnakes become active, they can show up on trails.
They do tend to kind of emerge from where they hibernate and spend a lot of time backing around the den and then going back in at night. So the chance of seeing them around those areas certainly would increase during warmer months.
Gibson says if you see a rattlesnake, stay calm and give it plenty of space, at least 10 feet. If you hear the rattle, figure out where the sound is coming from so you don't accidentally step on the snake. But do not kill it. That's illegal and dangerous. The snake could bite. And don't throw anything that could make the snake move closer. People should check for snakes before hiking across or sitting on any rocks or ledges. Crews will clean up trash from homeless camps in Parley's Canyon today. That includes drug paraphernalia, human waste, and other debris. The Salt Lake County Health Department says it gave people living there a heads up weeks in advance. And social service agencies offered them help connecting with resources for housing, employment, behavioral health care, and substance use. Officials say the goal is to protect the environment and improve public health and safety. Having camps there is a fire and community risk. You're listening to KUER News.